I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is the Mixcast. I'm Steve Mix. I am here with the Reverend in Fuego.
Hi.
Glenn Cannon. Are we all still asleep? Is that what's going on here?
Yeah.
It's one of those. It's Tuesdays, man. Tuesdays are the worst day of the week, even though I love Tuesdays because we do the podcast.
Just one of those days.
Get up. Everything sucks. Everyone's effed.
Well, I was saying, I think, because I slept good. I was asleep by midnight, and I slept hard.
I was asleep by midnight.
I wish I could say that.
Right. Yeah, how's that?
No, I mean, I'd much rather be asleep by 10. But yeah. It usually isn't a reality of my day, no matter how hard I try.
Yeah.
I've still got stuff I'm trying to do, right? But, I think I was up by... time did my alarm go off? I set my alarm for 9:15.
Oh, wow.
So I woke up the first time at 5 a.m. and was wide awake.
Why would you do that?
My body just was like, dude, let's go. And I'm like, no, we've got about 3 hours, bruh.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
so I eventually...
shut the F up. I'm going back to bed.
That might have been what boned me, actually, now that I really think about it, was that I went back to bed and fell back asleep deeply.
Uh-huh.
So when I got up again at 9...
Yeah.
So now we're talking about, with the break in the middle, probably a full 8 hours of sleep. I'm still asleep, man. I was riding in here like, wake up. You're doing 70 on a motorcycle. Wake up.
Oh, geez, you know? Dude.
Yeah, dude. I was kind of giving myself that speech like, dude.
You're not going to make it.
I thought maybe the cool breeze would snap me out of it.
You're not going to make it.
What's funny, just this morning, my friend Cat Power is a wrestler, and she posted something. It was like a did you know kind of a fact thing, and who knows how true it is or not. And I do love, though, there was an actual spelling error in the did you know. Not. I think she copy and pasted something. Like it's a picture, and it says there's a song that's been proven to reduce anxiety by 65%. It's called Weightless by, and it's supposed to be Marconi Union, but somebody spelled it Macaroni Union, which makes it even more, because I'm like, I want a band called the Macaroni Union.
Macaroni Union, yeah.
Apparently, it was specifically designed to slow your heart rate, reduce blood pressure, and lower cortisol levels. It's so effective that it's dangerous to drive while listening to it, because it can make you drowsy.
Uh-oh. So basically, you know, I've also found that if I eat like a huge bowl of macaroni and drive, I find that I get sleepy.
Yeah, carbo load.
Yeah, you know.
So this is like the audio version of carbo loading.
Yeah, you're driving up the road going...
Oh, dear.
So I found it, of course.
All right. So everyone in the podcast world, if you're driving,
good night, everybody.
Crank it up and get ready to go to sleep.
Time to lower our anxiety levels.
If you're operating a heavy machine, maybe put that down.
Yes. So it's the Marconi Union. Weightless. I'm curious.
Macaroni played the bonbons. Listen to the radio. Don't you remember?
Oh, yeah. I'm ready to fall asleep.
We built this.
Oh, it's like a heartbeat.
City.
Oh, yeah. I bet you're like, right, now you're going to like base your own heartbeat to this beat.
Breathe in the air. Don't be afraid to care. Oh, there you go. It's a little Enya. I'm going to get deep up Enya.
Excuse me.
Baby shark. Do, 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 do. Baby shark. Do, 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 do. Go to sleep. Go to sleep.
Do, 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 do. The nookie. The nookie. Do, do,
do. Baby nookie. What? No.
Oh, yeah. This is definitely relaxation. This is what I listen to sometimes when I want to take a nap when I get home.
Yeah.
I used to try and watch wrestling or hockey, and it's like, this is not working because you can't really keep your eyes closed while you're paying attention to a visual activity.
With this song, I just picture myself in super slow-mo.
Yeah.
Hammered drunk and falling down. And this is the moment as I'm tumbling downward.
Thinking of all your life choices.
Well, no, just that glazed, stupid look on my face.
While he's falling, you know? He's like, 20 is going to be so pissed.
I look at my face like, you know, I'm a mongoloid that's been doing nitrous balloons all day. Kinda.
It happens.
Looking outside your body as you watch yourself falling. Like, this isn't going to end well.
So there's a
stand up, that chick's hot.
Oh, here it comes. See, I listen to this kind of crap when I'm at home. I'll put on that Soundscapes channel on Comcast.
Okay,
it's like
yeah.
like 969 or something like that.
Of course it is.
I don't have Comcast.
Okay, well, I'm sure you can find something.
They priced me out of their price bracket like 20 years ago.
I hear ya.
$200 a month and I'm never home? Nah, forget it.
If I put this on Soundscapes, and I'll just like, and I'll fall asleep. But sometimes I try and change it before my wife gets home because I know it's just like, she'll be like, what the hell are you listening to? One time.
She walks in the front door and immediately becomes drowsy. Steven, turn it off.
Turn it off.
I feel sleepy. So she came home one day.
Lulu's crawling across the floor. Sid, be quiet.
We just did a whole podcast.
I've been masturbating real slow.
I swear I was picturing you in the movie. But she came home one time and I'm listening to this kind of stuff and she's just like, what the hell are you listening to?
Wouldn't you love to just commandeer the DJ booth at a rave and crank this?
Oh, this it turned into a cuddle puddle at that point.
I wonder how long people would wiggle expecting that this is just a long intro. Like, they're still kind of sympathetically wiggling.
Like, you know how like on like a lot of techno songs,
still
like,
moving their little rope lights.
They'll have like that build, then the stop, and then that's when the bass drops. Right.
Yeah, right.
It's like, boom, 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 boom. Waiting for the bass drop, and then just do this.
Slowly glide into that bass drop, everybody.
And like an hour later, people just start walking out. You know?
Freaking sober now.
You got to picture me up there. I've got the headphones on, and I've still got like one hand up on the mock turntable, and I'm still bouncing as if the music is fast.
Yeah.
And
people are just staring at
then
you like.
The camera pans over my shoulder, and you see the DJ all bound and gagged on the floor behind me, squirming, trying to get free.
You're killing the vibe, Glenn. You're killing the vibe. Man ruins rave by playing Weightless by the Macaroni Union.
The Macaroni Union.
I haven't played for you guys yet my new wrestling theme song, have I?
No, you haven't.
I saw the commercial, though. I saw the commercial that you made for you and Pitfall Jones.
Dude. Oh, the opera music?
It was rad.
Dude, it was so funny because I'm like, I just want to have...
It's all dramatic and black and white.
Yeah!
And it's fairly elaborate, too. Like, again, where does Steve find time to do all this?
On my phone.
I need to pull that app because I watched it and I was like, my God.
Took me maybe... That video probably made it in like 30 minutes. If that.
You did that in 30 minutes.
If that, yeah. It might have been 20. Might have even been 15.
I got to pull that app down.
But yeah, all I wanted to do was make a promo where I was using opera music. So I'm like, how am I going to make this work? And I was like, I'm going to make a really obnoxiously artsy attempt at a promo.
That was rad.
And it turned out really cool. And
it was great, man.
And I sent it to everyone. And I'm like, oh, they're going to hate this one. Like, I think that every time I send one of these videos, I'm like, I have a talking championship belt. They're going to hate this one. I'm walking my dog for the entire promo. Because I'm not doing your typical promos. I'm not just barking into a camera.
Yeah.
And every time they're like... We have no idea where you're coming up with these ideas, but keep doing it. Yeah. It's freaking great. And I'm like, okay, cool. Here you go. Here's another one.
You've got a knack.
It's fun.
The Hunter S. Thompson of just wrestling promo videos.
So this is... So there's a guy that makes wrestling theme songs, and he does it for like a lot of like bigger name wrestlers like Marty Scurll and Pete Dunne. And
I love Marty Scurll,
too. Marty Scurll's great. And his theme... So have you heard it? Let me play a little bit of that just so that... it's weird. It's a weird theme, but I really dig it. He's called the villain, Marty Scurll. So he made a...
Yeah, he wears the Plague Doctor mask. So good.
He kind of flaps his wings when he comes out.
I get goosebumps already. I'm such a dork.
But it's such a weird theme.
Yeah.
Kind of reminds me of that Macaroni Union song.
Oh, it's going to change, though.
It's going to change. It's Skrillex's Macaroni Union.
Yes!
I like dubstep.
I do,
man.
Yeah.
People are like, oh, it's making me crazy. I'm like, it's slow as F and therefore grindy and bitchin'.
It's like, I love
that dubstep, dude.
I love that fuzzy...
Oh, the big square wave stuff.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah. Old school square wave synth when it sounds distorted and grindy like that.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, it's like old school 70s square wave Moog synthesizers. And I think it's killer, man. I do. I love it, too.
So I was talking with the guy that made that, and he's like, and we just started buddying up and BSing. And he's like, I'll put one together for you. And we just started bouncing some ideas together. And I'm like, I want an obnoxious, like, dubstep type song. Like the one I was using, but like I want to also have my voice in it telling people that they stink. He's like, well, send me a recording. And I was like, all right, I'll send you a recording. Me just going like, I'm Steve Miggs and you stink. And then just do whatever you want from there. And let me make sure, I hope this is the right one. I think so. Yep. So here we go. You ready?
Yes.
I'm just sitting there thinking.
I'm Steve Miggs and you stink.
Yeah. It is the quintessential wrestling intro, right? It just, oh wait, here comes the hook.
Do you have this set as your ringtone yet? Because if you don't, why not?
Oh, here comes the breakdown. I actually came up with this part for him. I sent him a really bad drum pattern.
Got the bass drop.
It's a great.
It's killer.
He sent it to me. Goes, what do you think? I go, I effing love you.
Yeah, I can't not smile or bob my head simultaneously.
Right, right. I know.
And I'm just picturing Steve walking out,
exactly,
throwing his hands up, making the yuck face at folks,
flipping up all the marks.
It's perfect.
Yeah, telling everyone to suck it.
And all of this is taking place in a church.
Yeah, pretty much. Oh, it stopped. Yeah. So I'm like, oh, I screwed around with what he gave me, and I was like, I gotta have like a face version where I don't tell people they stink. So I edited together and made my own other version for when I turned into a good guy at some point.
I'm Steve Miggs, and I like everybody.
I'm Steve Miggs, and here's some free money.
Here we come.
I'm Steve Miggs.
Said that.
Nice. There you go. Yeah.
And then just goes back to the song again. But yeah, that's my new theme song at some point.
Nice.
Cool, man.
May 19th, you'll get to hear that when I have a last man standing match against Pitfall Jones at the Normana Lodge in Everett. It's the main event. I can't believe I'm in a main event match.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's right.
Have you been training?
Yes.
How do you train for a last man standing?
There's a look of hesitance. There's a look of hesitance in his face.
Well, I mean, I'm training for wrestling, but not for a last man standing. A last man standing match, in a nutshell, is you beat up on the guy that you're wrestling to the point where they're not able to stand up at a 10 count. So, like, it's not a pinfall or anything like that. So you got to come up with creative ways to basically knock the guy out.
Is it all fairly free form, or do you guys have a bit of a plan going into this?
You kind of is a lot of free form because there's a lot of variables because you're going to be using foreign objects. So it's not a death match.
Like a rubber phallus, for example.
But like, like Pitfall apparently is thinking about, I don't know about that because there's kids there. But
how did you learn about the sexual education? Suck. I learned about
Steve's dong chucks. Steve's dong chucks come flying out of the ring and hit some 5-year old.
But like you use chairs, you use kendo sticks, I feel like Pitfall Jones, I've noticed he's been posting about video cassettes because, you know, video killed the radio star.
Oh, geez.
So I'm a little worried that video cassettes are going to be involved in this.
If you get choked out with a VHS tape spoon,
oh boy.
I might even fap to that. That's incredible.
I'm thinking about maybe like bringing some snakes because, you know, Pitfall Jones is like an Indiana Jones character.
Yeah, so afraid of those snakes.
Maybe I'll bring my snake, that purple dong you're talking about.
Jesus.
So anyway.
I didn't know there were going to be kids there, dude.
Pool noodles.
Oh, man.
Sort of feel bad, but I'm willing to roll with the humor.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
You know what? They know they're going to a wrestling show.
They swear at you anyway.
Yeah, they do. Right. One kid did say they effing hate me, so I'm okay with that. But anyways, it's going to be insane. It's going to be pretty brutal. I'm doing it on my wife's birthday. She loves that.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Sid.
And then I got to come to work the next day, so I don't know what kind of shape I'm going to be in on May 20th.
You might want to rent a wheelchair for that day just so you can kind of like roll around
just
a little
picture
bit.
Picture him coming in like, you all right? Yeah, I got hit with a folding chair 6 times yesterday.
Right.
I'm okay, but I'm sort of not. So I'm just going to sit kind of quietly.
Don't take the Mick Foley approach, please.
Dude, no, I'm going into, man, my whole thing is going to be like, look, I got to get up tomorrow. I don't know what you, Pitfall Jones, do. Do you teach like Indiana Jones? Are you actually an archaeologist? Whatever you do, you probably have to do it the next day. Why are we going to show
Steve
each
doesn't
other?
Show up for work because Pitfall pops the lid off the Ark and Steve melts.
Oh, face melt. Or he rips my freaking heart out. With a Kalima.
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 It belongs Oshimake. In a museum.
Oshimakatayo.
So if you got any ideas of objects I could use to beat up on a character named Pitfall Jones, that would be great. I know I got snakes.
I know. He has a whip, doesn't he?
Yes.
So you got to grab that.
And beat him with
it. Yeah.
Choke him, man.
Choke him with it.
Well, it's going to be... Tie him up. We're going to beat the crap out of each other, and I got to work the next day.
It's a shame it's in a ring, because you could drag him around behind a truck for a little while.
Today's top story, radio personality dragging another man by a whip.
Town Everett Way.
Where did you get that 1930s era army truck?
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. It's Migs.
Is it bad that I wanted to try and find someone that could dress up as Short Round and have them hide under the ring?
Yes.
And sneak out and then start beating him up?
That would actually be bomb. No time for love, Dr. Jones, and just start beating on him.
Yes.
Dude, I'll put on some jammies and a weird little hat and jump on a guy.
You need a pinstripe Yankees cap.
I know, dude. But you have boxes tied to my feet, too, so I can drive the getaway car.
Wow. Wow.
Well, but then I can smash the boxes.
Why is Short Round 6'3"?
Right?
Don't worry about it.
And have long, curly hair.
Growth hormones. You've seen Captain America.
He identifies as a Glenn Cannon.
Yeah, obviously it went horribly wrong in this case.
I need to find a wrestler that kind of looks like Short Round. I wonder if I could have that happen.
Not with that, man. Just go to like an Asian grocery and be like, can I rent your child for 3 hours?
Oh, yeah. That will go over great.
I love it, man.
I'll be fine with it.
Today's top story, radio personality hires a small Asian boy.
Yeah, what was your name? My name's Ryan Castle. That's R-Y.
I'm playing Steve Miggs as a wrestler.
He's like, what the hell?
Or I could be Iron Mike instead of that, because some guy emailed me or Facebook messaged me and goes, hey, man, it was really cool to see you at the Taco Truck Challenge over the weekend. You were taking pictures of that art. I think it Max Frost. It was like some hip-hop-y type guy.
He thought you were Savoy.
Yeah,
Max
Frost.
Like, I thought that was really cool to see you taking pictures for the company and blah, 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 blah. My daughter thought it was awesome, too. Big fans of the show.
And when did you get a blue goatee?
Right. So I had a text. I messaged him back on Facebook. I'm like, hey, man, I hate to break it to you.
That's Iron Mike Savoy.
I was not at the Taco Truck Challenge. I'm pretty sure it was Mike, our photographer, because he's also bald. You baldest.
Baldest.
Not all bald people look alike.
Unless you're in
Damn
Tacoma.
It. Nah, fine. What are we going to talk about? So again, Normana Lodge, Without a Cause Wrestling. Come join us. It's not this Sunday, but the Sunday after, May 19th, myself versus Pitfall Jones in the main event.
I want to thank Glenn.
Oh, yeah? What'd I do?
You came to my birthday party on Saturday.
Dude, your birthday party was rad.
The pictures look great.
Dude, it was amazing.
It was rad.
Yeah. Now I started the day with one tub full of Nerf guns, and now I have three, and I'm still finding Nerf guns around my house, not just the darts.
People left their weapons behind?
People left their guns behind.
It was like Schwarzenegger in Commando. When you run out of ammo, you just dropped the weapon and moved on to the next one.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Did you just walk right into a firefight?
They made fun of me because when I got there, you know, Rev has like windows in his front door.
Yeah.
And I kind of hooked my fingers on the window and lifted my head up and peered in through the glass.
Just to make sure he wasn't going
to
get
to see if I was
going
to get just like laid open when I walked in the door. And those guys all just started laughing. So I walked in and it was all good.
Yeah. But I also didn't have a gun right then.
Yeah, I expected to come in his front door and just blam, 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 blam. Because I rode down. So I'm sure anyone in the backyard heard the bike and was probably Glenn showed up.
Glenn's here.
Yeah. And so I got in clean, went to the bar. Thank you, lovely Jameson Caskmates, right away.
Yeah.
That was a nice way to start the party. And then Rev's like, here, dude, and he's got this cherry on a toothpick. And I don't necessarily like cherries.
Yeah.
And he's like, eat that. And I'm like, dude, and he's like, eat that. And I'm like, and he's like, eat. And so I'm like, okay, I'm eating this thing. So
I was really hammered by this point,
too. Oh, dude, he was awesome. Pulled the stem off, and I ate that thing. And it had been soaked in Everclear for a year, you said?
About a year, almost a year and a half. Wow. So it was my Everclear cherries. Yeah. And I just landmine Glenn.
Just slightly dipped in acid.
Yeah, and so he starts chewing on it, and he's just like, his eyeballs just saucer size immediately.
And then just this panic on his face of like, what is he going to do? Because I think like you at that point, you had only had the Jameson. So you hadn't had had like any mixture
or anything you bothered with
at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Find something to rinse this down now.
Right. Because
if you continue to chew, you're going to lose consciousness.
So what did you grab?
So I grabbed, there were a couple jars, which is a bit random actually, because there was no other food stuff in the area of the bar. But there were a couple jars of pickles with the lids off.
Yeah.
So I grabbed a damn fork and just started stabbing pickles.
And he just starts eating pickles.
They were picklebacks.
Yeah, yeah, the pickles were there for the pickle juice for the pickle bag.
It was like the space food version.
That's so funny.
They weren't liquid, they were solid. So I'm chewing up these pickles with this nuclear cherry.
Oh, my God.
Of course, Justin's just laughing. Everyone around was laughing their ass off. And I'm like, dude, and I told him, I was like, man, being from where I'm from, I have drank. Was that who?
That was Steve.
Was that you?
That was.
You okay over there, buddy?
I just dropped a little Everclear cherry out of my
mouth. Need a little macaroni noodle there? What are they called?
I need some macaroni union.
Macarena union? So
sounds from Steve's anus.
That's right. Now I've forgotten what the hell.
Oh, you're a pickleback.
Oh, right.
From where you're from.
Yeah, no, I was like, dude, I have drank, you know, good and proper shine. Like, here's a jar. This was distilled two counties over moonshine.
Yeah.
It didn't have S on his goddamn nuclear cherry, dude.
I love those, man. Yeah, we went through that.
He is all about those.
We went through that entire jar that day.
Really?
I still have one more just for a rainy day, you know, whenever a party is going on.
Who did you know? Justin? Justin got one, but someone else showed up after the fact and you forced them to eat a cherry.
I was probably anyone. I was doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a couple of people were like, well, you got to do it with me. And I'm like, I don't care. I don't have anywhere to go.
Right. I got
my house.
Drive.
Yeah. It's perfect for me.
You seemed really lucid. I mean, by the end of the day, you were moving maybe a bit slower, therefore an easier target, but you didn't seem trashed.
You were just in a macaroni union.
No, like it was one of those days. I mean, we started the party at noon. Well, I opened the doors, quote unquote, at noon. That's when people could show up. And I was drinking starting at that point, but it was that sustained drinking.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you're going to be doing it for all day.
Yeah.
So it would be doing shots with people as they come along, and I basically had the same Moscow Mule that I kept just refilling the mug.
Copper mug.
Yep. I had a sip of that, what was in that mug, actually, and it was delicious.
Yeah, and that one is super simple. With a Moscow Mule, it's just I do ginger beer, vodka, and a lime, and then I'll just refill it with ginger beer or vodka to taste as I keep going on.
So I was kind of talking to Michelle. I'm like, Rev's been drinking this. What is this? She's like, you got to try that. And I'm like, I don't want to drink out of his cup. And she's like, no, you know.
It's fine.
You need to give that a sip. And I'm like, okay, as long as it's not uncool. And I did. I took a sip of it, and I was like, oh, God. And she's like, right?
Yeah. No, it's perfect.
Moscow Mules are awesome.
Yeah.
Rev got me turned on to them.
It was good.
Yeah.
It was really good.
It was like the one time at the restaurant where, like, we don't have Moscow Mules. And I'm like, nah, I'll take a Diet Coke then.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't
going to.
Yeah,
I wasn't
right there. But, yeah, no, the party was fantastic. And just the whole day of day drinking. And then, I mean, Sunday I was slow. But I wasn't hungover.
Not hurt. Yeah.
No, yeah, I wasn't hurt at all.
That was a good hang, man. And I got to meet a lot of Justin's friends I hadn't met before, and it was beautiful. In no time, we were geeking out on movie stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So I got into some deep cut movie conversations.
I think who told me it? It might have been Vicky. Somebody said, I did not realize how much of a nerd that Glenn is with sci-fi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
Like, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I went nuts. I can't remember the guy's name, but he had on a baseball hat, and I kind of glanced, and I glanced again, and then I'm like, dude, and he kind of immediately just got kind of a wry smile, like, you just figured out what my hat is. And it was the Nostromo crew patch. Actually, it's identical to the baseball hat the crew member wears in the first Alien film.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm like, dude, and I was like, lean your head forward, and I took a picture of that hat, and I was like, that isn't, and he was like, here's where you get them, here's what's up, and I'm like, man, I can't believe I'm looking at that. And I think Vicky was sitting beside me going like, oh.
Yeah, that might have been one of those eye-opening moments. I did not realize how nerdy he is.
Like, Glenn is wigging out because that's a Nostromo baseball hat, and I'm over here like, man, how much was it?
Yeah,
like,
right.
I gotta have that. That's so cool, man. Yeah. It was rad. And then I will say, like, so the Nerf Wars erupted back and forth, which was a ridiculous amount of fun, because you'd just be hanging and chatting, and then suddenly shooting would start.
Yeah.
Shooting would last 10, 15 minutes.
Well, that's how gang fights happen,
then
too.
Die
pretty
off,
much.
Right?
Yeah, somebody pisses somebody off, and next thing you know, you're in a firefight.
But Justin, he had this little one-shot gun that was like really wicked, and he shot me right in the face with it. And it actually kind of stung. I was like, oh, that's like a good and proper hit. You know?
One of my favorite parts is I open up the window to the bar, and it goes out to the backyard area. And my buddy was walking close to it, my buddy Dan. And I just was like, I stuck the gun out. So I was hiding still behind the drapes. And I just yelled, Dan! And he looks at me, and I shot him. And it got right between the eyes. And it was just like, and I was like, that's my proudest moment. Like, even more so than the last time I did a Nerf battle where the PLP Brogan comes in. And he's like, happy birthday. And I shot him in the eye immediately. So I felt better about this one because at least I didn't cause any lasting damage.
You didn't hit soft tissue.
Oh, no, no. That was in the eye. He was so mad at me for the rest of the night. I don't care.
Yeah, that little guy, like Men in Black, the noisy cricket. He had that itty bitty gun that blew stuff in half. Rev had like the noisy cricket. And that photo you've seen on social media.
Captain America shield.
Yeah.
He worked his way in from the outside. Because we're shooting at him through the windows. He worked his way in and was just rocking people with that little noisy cricket. But he had the Captain America shield up. So I just stopped shooting and grabbed my phone. And as I was trying to snap the picture,
so many times.
Everyone was like, Glenn's not defending himself.
Yeah.
So instead of documenting Justin, they're just bam, 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 bam,
we
bam,
tried,
bam, 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 bam.
I tried to make rules of like, hey, don't shoot at the barbecue because, well, you're going to
eat that.
Yeah, yeah. Your meat's going to taste a little weird.
I shot at the barbecue.
Yeah, yeah. And then don't shoot at the bar because the bartender's trying to fix drinks. Yeah, those rules did not apply.
No.
Like, you try to tell people this, but also they're Nerf guns.
Right.
And it's just, it was a blast. It was so much fun.
It was rad, man.
Yeah.
Thanks for inviting me.
No worries, man.
It was fun.
And it was funny because you had already been invited, but Justin with the
Justin
the,
Snock, Justin and Hannah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our longtime podcast guest.
Yes, yes. With the whole mother in incidents and him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, hold on.
And so he showed up.
He almost dropped the ball on this.
I know. And he brought a huge tub
of guns. The ball. Yeah.
My mother watched me get my nuts fondled by another man.
Thank you so much.
Justin.
Yep. Yeah. So he showed up with a bunch of Nerf guns because he had posted when Michelle had posted her Instagram about all the Jell-O shots because she made Jell-O shots.
They were delicious, by the way.
And he was like, I have a whole bunch more guns. And I was like, dude. And that was when I realized the night before that I had there was so much meat that was going to be at this party. I got 30 hamburgers, 25 hot dogs. Brogan made like 50 chicken wings, a brisket, ribs. And I was like, if you want to come over, please come over and eat my meat because we need this to happen.
My mother watched me get my nuts fondled by another man.
And so, yeah, it was great seeing him and bringing all the different guns. And he brought so many and just left them.
That was
rad. I have like just a ton of guns.
Okay.
Yeah.
Damn.
Rev's yard. Actually, I was surprised when I left there were none on the roof.
No, there was.
I put at least one. I put at least one in your neighbor's yard.
Oh yeah, there's.
I had one. I was trying to kind of arc it because you were way across the yard, and I'm like, I can hit him from here, and I arced it, and that gun was more powerful than I thought. I went pew, and the dart just vanished into the horizon. I was like, oh, S, maybe I don't need to arc it as much as I thought. But there were his backyard. It was like Nerf darts everywhere, under his deck, under his patio. I mean, they were,
the ones are still under the deck. We cleaned up mostly on Sunday, and trash and recycling was easy. The darts, I'm still finding them.
I bet.
Yeah, and it was like, I'll go out there, and I did a little bit of yard stuff yesterday, and I was still finding darts. Just, I'm like, I literally looked and cased this entire area. Like, are wild animals finding them and bringing them back? Are the neighbors throwing them back over? Like, I don't know, but they're still there.
Well, neighbors are like, what the F? Oh, freaking Justin in it.
There was one. I watched it. It was elaborate. It took a while to load this thing, but it was full auto, which I found very amusing.
That's badass.
Yeah. At one point, I'm just standing there talking to Vicky, and I'm talking like 26 green Nerf darts hit her. Like, and she's like, you know, and of course I'm like, it wasn't me.
It was like a super soaker.
That
it had
little
the
thing
pump.
Was rad.
It had the
Glenn
pump
hired someone to do that. He distracted her.
Took her out.
Yeah.
And I do want to say that I think inebriated me is a bit of an ass. It just took at one point. I was just shooting people in the junk.
Of course.
Yeah. You like every single time.
I did try and shoot Justin repeatedly in the junk, and I couldn't hit him. I think you hit me in the shield. Inner thigh. I even made a frame with my hands around my penis.
Yeah, it took a while, and I finally got pretty close.
And I was shouting "No babies," I think, at
yeah,
the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think that's when I got shot in the D.
Well, we had hopes of making it down. I just didn't. I did not realize the emotional beatdown that the Avengers movie would have, where we were so drained.
I keep hearing about people crying.
Oh, dude. I legit cried 5 times.
So we went on Saturday, and so my Friday night was nuts because I did 3-2-1 battle and lost to Uncle Daddy Tony Baroni in a match. I had the win, and then damn Officer Cooper showed up on the apron, flashed a light in my eyes, distracted me, walked right into Baroni's finishing move, the Baroni Buster, and ended up losing 1-2-3. Very unhappy about that. Me and Officer Cooper, we have beef.
Yeah, you do.
We got to resolve this at some point. I didn't get home until like 2-ish or so. Get up early, had to play drums for my church. Go do that. Then as soon as we got done playing drums for church, we had a hightail at home, bring Lulu to my wife's parents, my in-laws, just so that she was in the, because we were thinking we were going to do the movie, then swing on by, see what was going on. Drop her off. Now we're in a mad race because of traffic to get to see the Avengers. We have tickets for $250. GPS is telling me I'm going to be there by $257. And I'm like, you have got
to
be kidding.
Miss the first part.
So I'm freaking the F out, flying as quick as we can. Finally get into the parking lot. We get in there around like popcorn lines forever. Now it's like 312.
Oh, dude.
I love how he didn't just dash straight for the theater. He's like, must have corn and drink.
Yeah, Sid said, hey, I'll go get the stuff. I'm like, yeah, you're going to give me a small. I'm ordering.
Did you guys have reserved seats?
Yes.
Oh, then that's fine. You don't have to worry about finding a seat. That's perfect.
We legit walked in as the movie started.
Perfect.
Like, we missed everything, which was cool. I like watching trailers. I like getting situated, but I'm like, you know what? I'm okay with this. We didn't miss anything from the movie. Now we go on this incredible journey of what was one of the best movies I've ever seen. It's so damn good. And even my wife loved it.
That.
Goosebumps several times. There were many scenes that you could hear sniffles around us.
Yeah.
One of them being my own wife. My wife, who doesn't really care about the Marvel Universe, she's seen The Avengers, the last one, and a few of the movies. So she is a fan enough to go see it in the theaters, but not like a big fan.
Yeah.
I thought for sure I'd be the one crying. And she'd be looking at me like I'm crazy. It was the other way around. I got like a little watery eyed and goosebumps galore. My wife, man, I could hear her sniffling during a certain big scene in the movie that if you've seen it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, holy crap, that's pretty cool that she's that invested by it. But then we go get dinner and we're just kind of, I wanted to kill the guy behind me because he kept kicking the seat.
Oh,
and I was like,
man.
I was in this weird zone of I flipped around and gave him the evil eye. And that stopped him for the most part.
Okay.
But I could tell, like, Sid was already kind of...
Was he mentally impaired? Was he an adult?
He was a kid.
Yeah.
Like a 15, 16-year-old kid. He had a blanket over him. I'm like, this kid is
a blanket?
Oh, yeah.
He was slow.
I want to call
him. Oh, I don't want to say he was slow. No, I figured he was just doing a little touchy-touchy on the old
selfie. If you're 15 at the theaters with a blanket...
Yeah, I don't say he had a couple boys skiing on him or something. I don't know.
Theater blanket at 15?
Yeah.
Theater blanket at 4 is a little weird.
It was weird. You didn't need
a
blanket.
He had a blanket?
Yeah, he had a blanket.
Was it issued by the theater or he brought it with him?
He must have brought it with him.
Then, dude, he's a little slow.
Yeah, they don't bring
So were you picking on a retard? Is that what we're getting at here?
No.
Maybe
not.
Picking on a retard?
I was not.
Did you turn around and go, bah! And then you were like, oh, no.
I did this spin up. So I was already kind of in like a snippy mood because of us. I hate racing the clock for anything.
Yeah.
And so not that I was mad at Sid, but like I could tell she was annoyed by me because I was like, saying mean things to other drivers on the road and maybe using words I shouldn't use in front of a good Christian woman like herself.
Oh, yeah.
You know, going a little nutso. And we get in there.
You got Chim Chim from Speed Racer sitting behind you.
And so I spin around and I give him like the evilest look. And I got that vibe like, I can't be confrontation, Steve. I've already like made this experience bad for my wife. So I just gave him the look like, chill the F out, bro. I don't think he really picked up on it. But like it was a little bit less, but movie ends. And we're leaving. I'm like, yeah, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, yeah. And there's a guy behind me kicking my seat the whole time. And it was really pissing me off. And I'm like, there was a guy kicking my seat, too. She's like, was that why you turned around? I'm like, yeah. She's like, I was kind of hoping you would tell them to stop kicking the seat.
She wanted confrontation, Steve.
See, like, but the second he did it. Yeah, but the second he did it, she wouldn't have wanted it. I mean, it's just Murphy's Law at that point.
Right. You want it until you feel it.
You talk about those theater things. You guys, we've all heard the story of me with the fire extinguisher when I was going to put out the teenagers.
Yeah.
The only other time, I can't remember what Tawny and I was going to put out the teenagers. Man, I was going to F them up so bad. I'm almost erect thinking about it.
Oh, dear.
But,
oh, no, you're not almost. I could see it from
Tawny
here,
and
right?
I were at the theater. I can't remember what we went to see. It might have been I Am Legend or something. So it's that long ago. But, there was a guy seated directly in front of Tawny, and then his girlfriend was to the left. So we're kind of staggered, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But, and the theater wasn't full. It's like 50% full, but they just kept chatting. They kept, you know, just blah, 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 morons, you know?
Yeah.
Tawny and I both are having none of this, but I was already a little irritated with the situation because these two idiots wouldn't stop talking. And I'm one of those people that, like, you can kind of get away with whatever you want with me. But if you mess with a friend of mine, that gets a little weird. If you mess with my wife.
Oh, yeah.
That's bad.
Yeah, it's all over.
Finally, Tawny went, shh. And the guy turned around and shot her this smug, smiling, cocky look.
Uh-huh.
When I saw that,
Here comes the thunder and the fury.
I stood up.
Yeah.
I grabbed, you know how the chairs rock back and forth? Mm-hmm. I grabbed the back of his chair and jerked it backwards. And now I'm leaning over and we're kind of forehead to forehead.
Yeah.
And I'm like, a lot of swearing and death threats. And his girlfriend was going, it was me, it was me, it was me, it was me. And I was like, well, you can shut up. I'll kill you both.
Merry Christmas, bitch.
And then I kind of released the seat forcibly forward, so he was kind of jarred.
Yeah.
And then I sat back down, and immediately I'm like, you are the biggest a-hole on the face of the earth. Like, immediately it came over my...
That escalated quickly.
I was like, Glenn, what is wrong with you? Get help now.
And then Tawny's just next to you. He's like, that made me so hot.
Honestly, what was messed up? So both of them are now visibly shrunken in their seats.
Yeah.
Like... Because I threatened to, like, pump her teeth down her throat as well. And, like, there was a lot of swearing.
With his D.
Yeah, I basically made it clear, like, your parents won't find the bodies.
Uh-huh.
And it was because the look he shot my wife, no. Just no, dude.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah.
So when the movie ended, they quickly left. Like,
right.
The credits were starting and they were up and gone.
Yep.
And at that point, I'm like... Baby, I'm really sorry. That was completely out of line. I really take it personally. And she's like, no, I'm good with it.
Yeah. You're on my back. Hey, you want to go bone? Yeah. And they stopped talking.
That's why what you told me about Sid, it made me realize. Because I was so, honestly, I was like, that's not cool. You just emasculated that guy in front of his girlfriend. You know, you threatened to rip his heart out of his chest. I mean, dude, it was a bit much.
Yeah.
And my wife's like, nope, we're good.
Good enough. All right. If you're cool with it, I'm cool with it.
Yeah. Well, no, I continued to apologize for like another 5 minutes.
Like, no, I'm
like,
really sorry.
Yeah, because it was that far past, you know, the legitimate response would have been like, hey, man, don't look at my wife like that.
Right.
It's actual murder.
Like,
I will be your soul.
Yeah. It's like a Mike Tyson promo at that point.
Because I'm tall anyway, and the seats are slanted. So when I jerked his seat back, we were kind of face to face, except I had come over the top of him.
Yeah. And it was crazy because the person next to that guy started playing this and they calmed Glenn down, which was good.
Oh. After I sit back down, we're going to have words.
I feel so much better now.
Are you going to finish that nacho cheese dip, man? I still have some chips left, and my well is dry.
When I wake up, you're ended.
Anyway, your story reminded me of that.
The funny part was, 3-hour movie, I thought for sure I'm going to have to get up and go to the bathroom at least once. I mean, polished off a whole Diet Coke and ate a whole tub of popcorn. And no, felt great. Like, the whole movie flew by. It was like, I was shocked by it. And Glenn, I mean, Rev, you even said, like, you'll be surprised by how fast this movie goes by. And it flies by for a 3-hour film.
It paces really, really well.
I wouldn't change anything on the pacing.
And that's one of the things that was, like, boggling to me when people are like, oh, it's too long. It's like, if it were any shorter, you would be saying it was rushed because it would feel rushed.
I don't think there's any part in that movie that needed to go.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It's like everything made sense for the film and everything had a reason to lead to the ending of that movie. And in the ending, I mean, straight up, there's a part where things are getting awesome. And I'm just like goosebump city.
See, yeah.
And I was like, this is amazing.
The bride still hasn't seen the last one. We're completely...
Infinity War?
Yeah, we're completely current on all Marvel. It was on... I hadn't seen it either.
It's on Netflix.
It was on Netflix.
I watched
it in 2 sittings. And I was like, man, that was actually really good.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I told Tawny, I'm like, I finally watched Infinity Wars. And she was like, and I'm like, it was... Because we got to a point, I don't know if we were just in a mood that day. We turned it on and I'm like...
not feeling
it. This is just CGI fighting. I've had enough of this.
Yeah.
And we turned it off.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I was like, man, I should sit with this, because all these movies have been printed, even the ones that aren't that great, are entertaining, right?
Yeah,
I have
a
few that I think are standouts, right? Like Captain America, Winter Soldier, I think is killer.
So good,
that's such a good movie.
Some of them are really standout movies.
Yeah, Daredevil.
Actually, the Daredevil Netflix series is
The Netflix series is great, but he's talking about
killer.
The Ben Affleck Daredevil movie.
That's
that
a bit of a hot mess.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Tawny still hasn't seen Infinity War. So I gotta watch Infinity War with Tawny so that we can go, because at this point she has no idea what's going on. When Infinity War ended, I was like, oh
yeah,
really? And the credits ran, and I'm like, huh?
That's why I
like
watched
you've got to be kidding
that's
me. That
why I
did
watched
not
that
just
one
go down
in the theater three times just so I could feel the crowd like when it ends and they're just like,
what? Yeah.
This is how this movie's going to end, and you can just feel that.
Yeah, it was a powerful ending.
Oh, I was so happy with that. And this one, it was the same
thing.
Most
comic book movies do not end that way.
No. Yeah. They took a huge risk with that, because people...
I mean, it's a cliffhanger.
Could have been really, really pissed about it.
Yeah.
And people didn't. And I was, like, kind of surprised.
Well,
because they knew there was more to the film.
I can stagger into Spoilerville pretty quick, but I'm assuming it actually wasn't a cliffhanger, like, all that happened. That's done.
Yes.
That's just done.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, so when I saw that, I was like, really?
Did you just do that?
Because I wasn't a huge fan of, I mean, I have some Marvel titles, but when I was in my comics, I had that conversation too. Like, I collected random titles, generally stuff that was more violent or gory or rarefied.
Like Alf, the comic book?
Yeah.
That's good stuff. Honeymooners?
Alf meets the Punisher?
I was a huge Judge Dredd fan.
Oh, yeah. You're talking super indie stuff.
I have Judge Dredd number one framed. I was a big, all the first comic titles, especially a comic called Grimjack. I was obsessed with Grimjack, but they were a bit adult. There was murder, blood, violence, swearing, nudity.
Alf had all that.
You know, so mainly cat on cat violence, which I just always thought was a bit much,
cats.
Dude. But and that's the thing with the Marvel titles is I would read a couple Marvels and be like, man, you know, compared to what I just read Grendel, and you know, like this is or Scout was another one I read. I followed certain artists. What was that guy's name that did Scout and Grimjack and I can't remember his name right now. But anyway, that's why I never really... I have some Marvel stuff. Actually, I need to go through and see what's worth of value, because I know I have...
I want to see your collection,
I have East Coast versus West Coast Avengers. I have some of those. I have Punisher number two. Marvel Super Action. I think it's Marvel Super Action number 100, but it's the first appearance of Captain America, and the cover's a blem. There's ink spatter on his face from when they printed the cover.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I have random Marvel titles that I bought at the time because I was like, well, these are cool.
I love it that you are an absolute nerd. Yeah.
Sure, dude.
Yeah, you just love it so much. Yeah. And the people are just surprised. It's like, wait, Glenn knows about this stuff? I'm like, he's old school, man.
I'm a well-rounded guy, man. Like, right. I will geek out with you about this, and then we can go to the shooting range, and then we can go work on hot rods and play guitars and drink Jack Daniels.
I know, right?
Isn't that what every well-rounded person is like?
Modern Renaissance man.
You mentioned, did you hear about the spoiler story?
No.
I'm not spoiling anything, so I won't go down that road, but it's one of the most epic stories I've read. I was reading it, I think, in that Bro Bible website. There's a guy who spent a year plotting revenge on somebody who spoiled the first Avengers, the Infinity War one.
Wow.
So I'll try and summarize it. So basically, the movie came out, and he went on like Instagram or Twitter to talk about how excited he is to go see Infinity War. There's some troll on the internet that would look for any of those hashtags, like hashtag Infinity War, or what
Vader's
was the big
Luke's
one?
Father, bro.
He used the hashtag Thanos demands your silence.
Yeah.
Which was a big social media campaign so that people would stop talking about how Infinity War ends so you don't spoil it for somebody before they see it. So he put that hashtag out there, and some random person targeted him and gave him a list of everybody that dies and all this stuff before he saw the movie.
That is not cool.
So the guy, he sees, he's like, what the F? But he decides, you know what? I'm going to get back at this guy. So he messaged the guy and said, I already saw the movie. I'm just going to see it again. But that was a good prank, buddy. And started to...
befriended.
He wrote him up.
He befriended the guy.
For the
next year, he stayed in touch with this guy rather frequently, to the point where this guy thinks that they're now friends.
They're friends,
right, they're cyber friends, but they're friends.
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
never
totally.
Met. But, and the guy even says in his story, he says, keep in mind the friendship was fake. I was just trying to get his trust and make him comfortable with me.
Oh, yeah.
Skip forward to about last week, I bought my Endgame tickets and I was going on opening night. I asked him, are you going to go see it opening night? He said no. Great news.
Here we go.
He said he was going next week, which was this week. And so he goes, I saw Endgame, and while I was in the theater, I took plenty of pictures. Took pictures of parts in the movie.
That, oh, no.
Things you can't unsee if you send it to the guy.
Wow.
I'm not going to list off all the stuff, but all the big plot points that you could visually capture in a picture, he did.
Brutal.
Right. So he texts the guy, and the guy's like, hey, what'd you think of the movie? And he's like, oh, it was great. And then he proceeds to send him a relentless amount of text messages of these pictures and text
this is
explaining
what happened.
Wow. Because the guy even said, please don't spoil it for me.
Oh.
But don't you remember how our little bromance started?
You forget how we met, bro.
He writes, it was all over in like 30 seconds, and he definitely saw it all. He cursed me out, saying I was a horrible person and stuff. He then said, why would you do that? We're such good friends. I texted back, we're not friends. A year ago, you picked me out of a crowd of thousands and ruined a movie that I've been waiting to see for months. Since then, I've been lying to you, deceiving you, and gaining your trust for all for this moment. You are not my friend, just a person who got what they deserve.
Wow.
He cursed me out some more. I haven't talked to him since.
Wow.
And then he writes, too long, don't read. A year ago, a guy spoiled Infinity War for me, so I befriended him, lied to him, and gained his trust for a full year, and then I spoiled Endgame for him.
Wow.
If that's true, that is the most epic way to get back at someone.
No, I get it, but this is that guy that's like, you cut him off in traffic.
Yeah.
And now you're on a list.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's rad, but a bit unnerving.
Yeah. It's like, you realize I banged your wife, and she's pregnant with my child.
Yeah.
And all because you cut me off
and
in traffic.
I've just poisoned you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the last thing you're going to see as you choke for breath is my face. You know, it's that...
As I hold a cell phone of a video of your wife giving birth to my child.
Yeah, yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
So hurry up and see Endgame so it doesn't get spoiled for you kids.
Well, and
isn't that amazing if that's true?
That is one of those things where I could see that happening because I saw it on the Thursday before, but on the Friday morning when we started the show,
yep.
Somebody had like 6 a.m., posted major spoilers.
Really?
Like this big, massive thing happens.
There's like two massive things.
Yeah.
One way more massive than the other.
Exactly. And so I was like, wow. And everyone was like, Vicky, don't see this. Like, don't look at the text messages this morning. Steve sees it and he's just like, oh my God. And I took the guy's number and I was just like, I'm going to do something with this. I thought better of it and I threw that away. So there is zero temptation.
And it was like one
sentence.
He's
not on a list. Right.
But it was one sentence and that's why part of why I don't think I cried during the film because I knew something was going to happen. Mm-hmm. Although there's a moment during the film where I'm like, maybe he was just effing with us. But then I'm like, wait, Rev was mad at him. So he clearly wasn't effing with us.
You got to be careful. Like, you know, it's one of those things. Like even the other day with Game of Thrones and I had that picture mm-hmm. of me on that dragon at Waterworld or whatever.
Yeah.
But and a guy I know, and he's a sweetheart of a guy. He used to be my boss over at American Music. And I could tell he was serious. He was like, dude, no spoilers,
right,
please.
Right.
And I replied, I'm like, oh, bro, this is the least thing in the world from a spoiler. Yeah. Even if you've never seen Game of Thrones, you know there's dragons in it.
That's it.
I'm not spoiling a thing,
bro. I
don't
know. It's still a hot blonde riding a dragon.
That's true.
I appreciate what you just said, man. I thank you for that.
If only you had a Starbucks.
But no, I mean, I respect it. I saw that right away. And I'm like, bro, this is the farthest thing in the world from a spoiler. And I let him know legitimately because he's a big sci-fi. He's a big fan of Blade Runner. And, you know, and I wanted to let him know right away, like, bro, it's totally cool. What you're seeing isn't messing up anything at all for you. You know what I mean? Like,
my favorite thing about all this is when people are losing their minds about spoilers and losing their minds about how certain things are ending on Game of Thrones or Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
The wrestling contingent now are having their revenge on everybody by posting, you know it's fake, right? In response to all this.
You know it's predetermined,
that's
right?
That's really like, funny.
You know that person's not real. He's not really dead.
You know that guy's not really dead.
Yeah.
It's like a selfie of you.
They don't even do their own stunt work.
Right. I think it's the funniest thing ever. And look, I'm a fan of comic book
that's
stuff.
Funny,
I'm a fan of wrestling. I'm the first to poke fun at myself for being a huge wrestling fan. But I am the guy that I can't stand when people pull the you know it's fake thing because it's always people who like all of us, entertainment and like television shows and movies that are fake.
I mean, I was very young. You know, there was a brief phase where I got into it. Back then, it would have been the WWF.
Yeah.
And I got into it for a minute and pretty quickly put together that, you know, aerial quotes, it wasn't real. And the immediate following thought was, well, who cares? This is rad. This is
right.
Fun.
It's like magic.
It's not about it being real. Yeah, like, I didn't really make an elephant vaporize, bro.
Right, I know.
Are you not entertained?
I'm pretty sure you didn't cut that woman in half that you picked randomly out of the audience.
Actually, he did. That's why that guy's retired now. He's actually a greeter at Walmart.
But yeah, it's
that short chick next to him, she's got a story to tell.
One woman in half. But for me, I was like, I remember when I was a kid, I believed it, obviously. And then when I realized it wasn't real, then it became interesting to me to be like, well, what is it about it that's not real?
Well,
and then, like, you saw, like, no different than magic. Like, it's that whole, how did you do that? Mm-hmm. I'm impressed that you did that.
With wrestling and saying it's not real, that verbiage, I don't think is...
It's not fair.
It's really inaccurate to describe it that way, because these people are flying through the air. They are doing, like, this is extraordinarily physical, and some of the stuff is hands down, flat out risky if you're, you know...
Oh, absolutely.
So what's happening is, in fact... very real.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so, yeah.
Yeah, like the tear in my MCL was real. Yeah, it wasn't a fake injury.
Yeah, even that verbiage is kind of like, I wouldn't use those terms.
I know a lot of people lean more towards like the whole predetermined thing, which is so true.
But I would just say, dude, it's wrestling. This is wrestling.
Well, my argument, I remember one time I tried to explain
to someone.
You don't
need to diagnose it.
I had someone in my family that's like, I don't get why you like it. I'm like, because you're viewing it as a sport. I don't view wrestling as a sport. It's athletic, yes. But I don't view wrestling as a sport. I'm not watching it like I watch an MMA fight or watch a hockey game. I know what's going on. It's planned out. It's been discussed. There's some improvisation going on.
It's entertainment, dude.
But I view it more like an action scene from a movie.
Totally.
Yeah.
And I love action scenes in movies.
I love movies.
I live for them.
Yeah.
Right.
I know movies aren't real. I love movies.
Like the fighting
scenes. I'm a movie freak.
The fighting scenes in the Avengers, there's some parts in it I'm like, oh, man, I should steal that from one of my matches. Like, it's a wrestling match. It's choreography.
Actually,
it's amazing.
Have you ever seen any of the... you can find cutaway clips, and there was one from, it was a couple of the actors from an Avengers movie. Then I saw another one recently that was that little brunette girl from Game of Thrones, but it was just them running through the choreography for a fight.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you watch it, and you're like, my God. Like, it is so, like, whoa. Like, whoa, how long did it take you guys to put that together? Like, you know, it's impressive, man. It's cool stuff.
So, I mean, that's for me, it's like more about, yeah, I watch something for that type of entertainment. Once you stop watching wrestling and viewing it as a sport, then I think you could understand why it's entertaining for some people. Whether or not you like it, I get that. Like, there's things I don't like that people love, and there's going to be things I love that people aren't going to like. But
totally. Yeah,
but when you're,
yeah,
like, trying to dismiss it because it's not real, then you're an idiot. And that's when I can't talk to you.
That's the key word, is that dismissing it.
Yeah.
It's like, why would you, I mean, obviously things that are legal and all that stuff, you know, you don't want to be like, okay, you can do whatever you want. But when it's something like this, where people find joy in it and are entertained by
it. You know, Santa's not real.
Whoa.
Hey now.
It's like Christmas just stops dead because, you know, hey, I just want to let you know that some overweight dude in a beard. Is not coming down your chimney with presents.
Right, but we like to believe.
Santa's not real. No. That Easter Bunny's not real.
What are you doing, man? What about the damn Tooth Fairy?
It's real to me. Tooth Fairy's real.
All right, good. Yeah, let's do some voicemails, emails, and text messages.
I woke up. She was like over my bed. She had her hand over my mouth.
Yeah, that was the different.
She was trying to put her fingers in me. And I was like,
we're going to get these teeth. That was Vicky from Saturday's Red's party.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it got a little awkward.
She kept feeding me cherries.
Let's just jump right into a voicemail at 206. What the hell is that number? 253.
Yeah,
I don't know. 271.
It's been so
4787.
Long.
It has. 253.
471.
Use your words, Steve.
I don't know.
No, read it.
253. Shoot. 4STP.
4787.
234.
You guys are just saying numbers now. Can someone get a legitimate number?
8-6-7-5-3-0-9-9. Why didn't we get that number? That would have been funny. We got like 253.
It's probably been taken over by every single one.
Just Jenny, what you need?
That's the number I use whenever I go to like Safeway. And they're like, what's your select card number? I go 253-867. And I try to take a long enough pause so I don't think I'm... And I go 5309. And then it works all the time. Whoever has that number is getting some serious points.
And getting some really random coupons.
They have like free fuel forever.
Right. All right, let's see. Migs Cast. Here we go.
I love this.
Did you find the phone number?
253. Is it 234?
I don't know. Don't ask me, dude. You always say it. I didn't have to learn it. I like it like that.
I know, yeah.
It's on our group page.
He took my driving test for me,
253-271-4787. There we go.
All right, cool.
253-271-4787.
You guys say it like you're going to remember it.
I'm with it. I'm with it.
Yeah. Right, I'm tired, too.
253-271-4787.
Yeah, you got to work on that a little bit there, yeah.
All right, fair enough, fine.
Voicemail?
Yes, we have a, that's right, thank you. Why are we talking about this? Here we go, here's a voicemail.
Hey, guys, it's Justin.
Hey!
Show update. Okay, well, I'm not going to lie, I've seen like, I think I'm at 18 shows for the year. So I can't say just one, but all the shows I've seen this year are absolutely epic. The last one I just saw was 10 miles wide.
Nice.
Last Saturday was epic. They freaking killed it. That, I mean, that's my usual, but good seeing friends. Steve, the little bird, just for your belt, just super glue it back on. If you can, get JB Weld if you know how to mix epoxy. It'll stick right back on. It's aluminum to steel, so it can't be welded, blah, 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 blah.
No worries.
But,
JB Weld's easy.
I've been watching your guys' update from Canada. I'm glad you guys had a great time and up in the Great White North.
Yeah.
In the third world that it is. But much love, guys. Missed you. Bye.
Yeah, we haven't played voicemails in a while. thank you very much.
Catch up.
Yeah. I know, right?
That's what we're trying to do.
We're getting there. Man, that 10-mile wide show, that was like a month ago, wasn't it? Like 3 weeks ago?
Yeah, the voicemail's from 3 weeks ago. Yeah,
that sounds about right.
I heard it was a great show.
Yeah, I heard so too. Yeah. I heard they're in the studio working on some new material.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear that, man.
That's exciting, man. Yeah, new bassist in the band?
New bassist in the band, yep.
Everybody's getting new bassists.
I know, Right? Yeah, Radfest is this Saturday night, right?
It's next Saturday.
Are you going up
Saturday.
To... I'm not going to swim. Yeah, next Saturday. I'm not going to swim. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be down there. Are you going to go up to a Rad?
It's the 11th, so I believe so, yes.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I will not be sober, and I will be in Portland.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, sorry.
Road trip.
Missing out. Big donkey trip with Lion Pride party bus. I guess we're taking the big white bus this time.
Oh.
This is the first time we've ever been on this one, so I feel like it's going to be a classier
trip. Is this the Mercedes?
Yes. No, I'm not sure if it is.
The Mercedes Sprinter?
The Sprinter. I'm not sure which kind it is. I think it's just like your typical party bus, like those short buses, but it's white instead of black.
Yeah.
So it's a little smaller, but, you know, not as girthy. But it's going to be okay.
The donkey short bus.
Yeah. It's going to be fun. One of our buddies, he's flying in from San Francisco, just a former donkey.
This is going to be epic, isn't
it? Be a part of this. The Ted Smith, our coach, he's coming with us, even though we're not going to play hockey.
You need a coach, though.
We need our coach.
You're going to need it.
Coach needs to be there for
Steve, keep the vomit in the bowl. Sir, yes, sir. Yeah.
Dude, we had the hardest time trying to find an Airbnb because a lot of the Airbnbs, they were like, house rules, no parties, no loud music after 10 o'clock. I'm like, well, we're not going to technically throw a party. But
we'll be there and we'll be hammered.
We're going to be hammered, and there's a very good chance we're going to be loud.
We didn't party in our Airbnb in Canada.
But we were loud.
Yeah.
But no one seemed to care. Although I think the people upstairs were effing with us because every morning the fire alarm went off.
Oh, the fire alarm did go off.
Every morning.
And then there were two women.
Yeah.
They only spoke at volume 12.
Yeah.
Because I woke up every day to blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah, blah. They had megaphones.
It's like, man.
We're going to get you back.
We're going to get those guys downstairs.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think that they were messing with us. But this is going to be a lot of fun. We finally found a house that said, house ideal for parties.
Oh, wow.
Show so they up, just like dry up, blood and
yeah,
feces
there's
on
going,
the door.
There's going to be like this graffiti on the walls.
I sent the link to everybody. I'm like, look,
this
place is very cheap. It holds 11 people.
Each bedroom has a glory hole cut in the wall that's for the next room.
I'm bringing my own air mattress. I'm
centipede pit.
Yeah, you don't want to know what happens in this place.
Dude, for real, I'm bringing my own
there's
air mattress.
There's drop cloths everywhere.
I'm sleeping on my own air mattress. I don't even care if there's an empty bed. Even if there's an empty bed,
crabs can jump, Steve.
I don't care.
You have nice eyebrows.
Don't care. I'm going to cover.
He does have nice eyebrows.
I'm
going to
zip myself in a sleeping bag.
Nicely shaped.
Yes, thank you. My wife doesn't think so, but I appreciate you guys like them. She wants to manscape them.
Don't let her do
really?
That.
Really?
No.
Yeah,
don't let her do that.
No, she always wants to get a tweezer. She's like, this one's gotten too long. I'm like, I'll take a scissor to it. I'll cut it. But you're not tweezing my freaking eyebrows.
Those
like,
hurt.
Yeah. Oh, I let her do it once.
Oh,
once.
Your eyes will water.
Oh, yeah. No matter what.
The plucking of anything in and around your face is unpleasant.
Yeah, the eyebrows, the nose. I've tried to pluck nose hairs because I thought it would be easier than using the trimmer. No.
Way worse.
Yeah, you're like, I got a hold of it. I might as well jerk. And you jerk and you like almost pass out.
Yeah. It's like, was that connected to my brain? Like, oh my God.
Yeah, it's the worst. But yeah, dude, like the Airbnb we got has a freaking hot tub in it. That's going to be funny.
That's just donkey stew right there.
Yeah, that's a bunch of loads, dude. Loads and chlorine in that thing.
That's loads of laundry.
Yeah, it's
like cream of mushroom soup I spilled in there.
Yeah, bring your Tide Pods.
And yeah, dude, it's a total pile of a place, but it's close enough to Portland. So I don't care. I really don't.
Is it in Portland or is it in Vancouver?
It's actually in Portland.
Oh, okay.
All the other places we found were in Vancouver, and they were really nice.
Oh, okay.
But they were very adamant about no noise after 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, that's not happening.
It's hard to find a house that holds 11.
Just
11 hammered grown men.
Right. We found one. Shout out to Julio and his home in Portland.
Julio, come out and play.
There's like bodies and money walled up in that place.
Yeah, there is.
You're going to fall through a wall and find a corpse and $100,000. And then it's like, do we fix the wall and never mention this again?
Or, right.
You know, do we take the money?
They got our bank information. We can't just leave it.
Yeah, that's right.
The best is one of our guys on our team is like, hey, is it cool? Could we, at some point, I'd love to go play at Topgolf. It's like a drinking golf establishment.
I
don't know anything about it. I was just like, dude, we have no plans. Like, we have nothing planned.
Sometimes the best plan is no plan.
Right. Whatever you want to do, if you want to go to Topgolf and there's alcohol being served, we are all in. Like, yes, if you have a plan, that's one more plan than any of us have come up
with. Yeah, I think they're making one of those in Kent as well. I've seen the reports.
I hear they're awesome.
Yeah, they look pretty amazing, and I don't give two craps about...
Is it like a flat stick pub on steroids?
No. It's essentially, it's just like they have like indoor driving ranges.
Oh, cool.
It's all for golfing and stuff like that.
And a lot of alcohol, I hope.
Usually, I think they have it because it's all enclosed, so you can drink there and do... And then...
Indoor driving range sounds
hopefully
fun.
Safely shoot golf balls and not at each other sort of thing that is probably going to end up
happening. Well, we are...
Here's a
Munson.
Fifth of whiskey and a club.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Why this is Munson, not a zombie movie.
Why is Munson just attacking people with a golf club and not even
Munson?
All right, here's another voicemail at 253-271-4787. I can't believe I forgot it.
Hey, guys. This is Albino Matt. I usually listen to the men's room, but I decided to call in for a voicemail.
Nice.
Bear with me, but... Basically, you were talking about where have you been kicked out of. The only place I've ever been kicked out of was a bar in my local town because it was known as the bar you could smoke pot at. And the liquor control board came in there.
Olympia.
And I was smoking pot out there with like 10 other people. But because I'm albino, I think she, noticed me.
They profiled
and
you, dude.
When all the F's hit the fan... I was the one who was singled out, so I'm banned there for life.
That sucks.
What the hell can you do?
Yeah.
Anyways, keep up the great show, guys.
Thank you.
And that's it.
Well, we're hoping to be banned. We're going to be banned from Portland's Top Golf.
Banned from that Airbnb.
May 12th. Banned from that Airbnb
Don't
as well.
Don't ever come back.
Right. No longer for parties.
Yeah, exactly.
Or it'll be like, but Airbnb for parties. But first, let us know what kind of party.
Yeah. How many people are you bringing for this party?
And do you play hockey? Like I was actually writing. We're gonna do the Airbnb at the Vancouver one. I was gonna write them a note first, be like, "Hey, it says no parties, but we're not really gonna party there. We're just a group of hockey buddies." And then I thought, man, it's no, we're not.
Yeah, you're right trying there. To explain your terrible behavior before it happens.
And like, I can't guarantee what's gonna happen.
Opposite of what I said when I rented our place in Canada, I was like, look, we're all traveling musicians, but don't worry, we're all in our 40s.
Yeah.
I think that's literally how I put it. Like, don't worry.
Don't worry. No fish will be involved.
And that was the thing.
We're older fellas.
Like, the donkeys from 10 years ago or even 5 years ago, I wouldn't not necessarily trust in a house that says no parties and is a nice house. But I feel pretty good. But I'm like, still, man, like, most of them are in their 30s and a couple in the 40s. I'm like, but I still think... We have the potential of being very destructive.
It's one of those things that, especially in your 30s and 40s, that I've found you don't have a lot of time or a lot of days where you get to go out and have a party.
Right.
So you will go
hard.
And this is to make up for our trip that we didn't do in Spokane.
Exactly.
Well, depending on the level of substance abuse, like I'll share a story. Because things that are completely irrational and illogical suddenly become, they sound fun and amusing. And we were down in, I think we were in Utah. We were doing a stretch of shows. And Mike Ektrenkamp and I were sharing a room together, right? Windowpane's old drummer, Mike. Uh-huh. And he and I are barbecue fiends. So we'd been basically drinking, eating various barbecue, and then we had attended a gun show.
Sure, why not?
Drunk and full of barbecue. And then we left and we got more booze and more barbecue. And we ended up back in our hotel room that we were sharing. And it was just gaseous. Like we were just, like both of us were cracking corn like mad. And I'm sure there was a heavy odor, but when you're in it, maybe you can't tell what's happening. But at some point it occurred to me, I'm like, man, I'm going to have a very high velocity bathroom visit.
Been there.
And the wall, the way the room was laid out, the wall was kind of close to the end of the bed. And in no time, we had come up with a concept that involved cash. And I think Mike had even taken, maybe it was a pillowcase, and he had drawn a bullseye on it with various rings that would indicate dollar amounts. And we were working on pinning that on the wall. And then I was going to basically, I guess, kneel like a yoga position kneel, like downward facing cannon on the edge of the bed, and then try and spray across the gap with the liquid hot magma. And based on where I hit this pillowcase, there would be money involved.
Mm-mm.
And this was pretty much going down. Like Mike was like, sweet. And he drew the target and this whole thing. And like, so luckily, somewhere in there, it occurred to me that some stranger was going to have to clean this up. Plus, we were also staying in there. And I was like, maybe I should just use the restroom.
Uh-huh.
But the point of sharing that story is that when you're tore up, things that are otherwise completely irrational suddenly seem like a pretty good idea. And it's like, dude, I'll draw a target. And I'm like, go for it, man. If I squat on the edge of the bed, I guarantee I can hit that wall.
Oh,
and the next thing you know.
Let's do it, man. Yeah,
we didn't do it, but we got close. I mean, I think if Mike had had his way, it would have went down. But I, you know.
Damn.
I don't think I've ever been at that point in my life. I can't confirm it, but I don't think I've been at
I remember it mainly because I went, wait a minute, man. Someone's going to have to come clean this up. Mike's like, that's their job.
You know? I'm like,
dude, no,
man.
No, that's above and beyond. Well, it'll be on this case. We'll just ball it up and throw it in the trash. I'm like, dude, what if it doesn't hit the case? What if most of it hits the floor? And
or anywhere
yeah,
else,
how am I going to aim? I've never tried this before. Like, there's a whole thing that unfolds.
You're a monster.
We got
actually, you didn't do it, so good on you.
I didn't do it. Didn't do it.
We got an email at themakescast@gmail.com. I remember that from Max. He goes, fellas, I was at the I Prevail show, and I saw at least seven people rocking Bruiser Brody shirts.
Yes.
I also saw a couple windowpane shirts, too.
Nice.
Seems like
their
fans are fans of yours as well. Looking forward to the show at the Tractor. And the Tractor show is June 28th.
June 28th.
We're playing with Jericho Hill and Travis, our frontman, his son, Tristan, has a band called Solar Tone.
Solar Tone. That's
cool.
I was trying to remember the name, yeah.
And they sound really freaking cool. The one thing I heard of theirs, like father like son when it comes to singing.
Yeah, Tawny said they, she kind of thought they had a bit of an Incubus vibe, which I'll get behind.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, they're cool. They're cool. It's going to be a cool show, man.
So now I'm curious. I've never heard I Prevail. So, I mean, are they a band that we need to become friends with? Because...
We should become friends with all bands.
That's a good point. But maybe super friends with them if our fans are going to see them.
Except for the wall poopers and Buckwheats and the Farley Poobles.
Yeah, those guys suck.
Those guys poop on walls.
Let's check out, this is a song called...
Those guys poop on walls. They do, they're
wall
poopers.
Oh, wow, they got first notoriety because they covered a Taylor Swift song, Blank Space, I Prevail. But we'll play one of their songs off their new record called Paranoid. Let's see what they're all about.
Finished with my...
Something isn't
this isn't what I expected at all.
No. What were you expecting?
Rock music of some kind?
Ah, it's got the NU metal.
It's kind of like Linkin Park-esque.
Almost yeah, this is not what I expected.
Almost
no.
Went into a dubstep drop right there.
Yeah. Let's check out something else from them just to make sure. Like, okay, well,
it's just the name I Prevail. I thought I almost expected like
more screamy
modern metal.
Yeah,
you know.
Maybe. Let's try Alone from their 2016 record. This is nothing like I expected.
No, not at all. It's neat to me that know that Windowpane and Bruiser Brody fans are fans of this as well.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's kind of outside our sphere, but that's cool.
Yeah.
I like that our fans are...
Yeah, this is very.
Do they
Lincoln
have a drummer?
Park.
So far, I feel like it's like a drum machine.
Yeah, I don't think if they have a drummer, I feel sorry for him.
He's not being used.
He's not being utilized.
The guys, I'm not bad. I promise. Very Linkin Park.
This is Linkin. Yeah, this is very Linkin Park.
But see, when you guys say that, like, and I was never the biggest Linkin Park fan, but did they go this far down this road?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah.
I remember making. Didn't we make fun of them a couple years ago for that?
Yeah.
Okay, that feels Linkin Park. Yeah. Minus the distorted guitars.
All right, let's hear their Taylor Swift's cover that made them popular.
Yeah, this is not my bag, baby.
Well, then I guess we won't become friends with them after all.
No, let's become friends with them. I'm not a big Grateful Dead fan either, but I respect them.
See, now I was like, why did Danny go see these guys? Because he mentioned he went to see them.
Now
this,
you know.
This feels like something Danny would dig.
I want to shout Danny out for also being one of the people that didn't shoot me when I walked in Rev's front door. He was one of the first faces I saw, and he hugged me. He didn't shoot me. Okay, this is kind of...
How is it that Taylor Swift song is the most...
This is more what I
the most
expected.
Right.
Or expected.
But of all of them, it's the Taylor Swift cover.
This is what got them hot.
Yep. And my head. I can make the guy go bad
for a weekend. So it's going to be forever. This is what I expected.
Yep, me too. You can tell me when it's over. They've evolved.
Right.
I bet they get lots of hot chicks coming to their shows, though.
Oh, yeah, I bet they do.
We should stay friends
with them. If that's what's popular now, once again, I've gone the wrong direction.
If that's what's, gone one direction.
If that's what's popular
now.
Let's
try Scars.
My recent turn is yet another in a series of wrong turns. Yeah, this is what I expected.
Why don't they do this more?
I don't know. This I could kind of get with.
All right, maybe I picked bad songs.
Maybe you
Maybe.
Did.
Yeah. It's my fault.
I mean, I'm not really a fan of this kind of thing.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Yeah, if this came on the radio, I'd quickly turn the channel. I would.
Ringing endorsement.
Sorry, guys. I'm sure you're awesome people, and congratulations on all your success. I just, it's not my thing.
You now know? We're going to see people with I Prevail shirts at our show, and Glenn's going to be like, get out.
No, I'll be like, you know, that's whatever you dig, man. It's cool. I don't got to dig it just because you dig it.
Hey, they have a drummer.
You know.
They have a drummer.
Some people love cucumbers. I can't get behind that.
You, what?
Nah, you
What's
know,
wrong with cucumbers? You were eating a post-cucumber to save yourself from the Everclear cherry
in
that pickle.
I know, but pickles are good. I can't get with cucumbers.
Are good, man.
I've tried, like, if cucumbers are mixed in with something I'm being served at and then I'm a guest.
A nice refreshing salad?
I will eat them.
I love cucumbers.
If I'm a guest.
I love cucumbers
but
too.
But given my choice, I would. The other thing I can't get with, just can't get with, is raisins.
Oh, I love raisins.
Oh, I love raisins too.
Can't do it, man. Like, I don't dig on the flavor. Right. It's honestly the flavor.
I mean, we've had a good couple years with Glenn, but I'm
starting
to wonder.
Yeah,
and I mean,
yeah,
dude, there's, like, I am not a picky eater. Like, I all kinds of random, like, you actually like that? It's like, dude, I love it. You know, like people wig out when I'm sitting there slurping down oysters. But
I love oysters.
I hate oysters.
Yeah, see, I can't do cucumbers, I can't do raisins, and I still don't think meat belongs in a loaf. I have not had a good meatloaf.
Oh, what?
Dude, you just haven't had my meatloaf.
Loaves are for bread. Meat shouldn't be in a loaf.
Dude, at the Met, they have a really good meatloaf. I went there once for a lunch, and I just didn't feel like getting a steak because I was like, I didn't feel like spending a lot of money.
Oh, okay, yeah. If you had to buy it, then I get it.
Then I found out the person I went with was purchasing it. And,
oh, son of an ass.
Yeah. Retrospect, I should have got that steak. The meatloaf was really freaking good.
Over the years, though, people were like, well, dude, the issue is you haven't had a good meatloaf. And I'm like, fair enough. Because honestly, this will sound weird, but for a long time, I didn't really dig on pork chops.
Uh-huh.
And then I had my wife's pork chops, and I went, oh, pork chops are amazing.
Has your wife tried to make you a meatloaf?
Yeah.
Not yet. Maybe she can fix it, but so far.
I mean,
people are like, dude, you got to try this. I'm like, fair enough. I take a bite. I'm like, this is just a waste of good meat.
Oh, it's so good.
Like, what'd you do that for?
I disagree.
See, it's meat, and then they add bread to it. This is perfect.
It's so good.
I agree. Like, this is perfect.
I'm with you, Rev.
So
meatloaf is phenomenal.
Cucumbers, raisins, and meatloaf.
All right, cucumbers.
Well, don't mix them all.
Do you like your cucumbers with the skin on it? Like, my wife chops them up. Sometimes she keeps the skin on it, and sometimes she doesn't. I honestly don't like the taste of them with the skin as much as I like the ones with the skin on.
He prefers his circumcised.
She de-skins your cucumbers? Are you four?
I skin my apples. Dude, I love apples.
Really? That's just too much work.
I don't ask her
I don't
to.
Like apple peels. I skin my
I'll
apples.
I'll eat them however she puts puts him in that little Ziploc baggie.
Work. There you go.
But if I had a pick,
he is four.
And she cuts them into nice little squares, my grilled cheese sandwiches.
Yeah, you should take off the crust on those too.
Oh, I have another I Prevail song. Let's see if this one's good. Ready?
Subject change.
Just kidding. It's that weightless song again.
Oh, okay.
It's time to take a nap.
I fully expected it to be.
All right. It's like, I've been feeling real hurt.
No, it would be like,
I am upset with this girl.
Angry words, predictable melody. No one knows how it feels to be me. With
double
angry words, predictable melody.
I'm so upset.
Yeah.
Time to eat poo.
Whoa.
That's to prove they're tough. They got the screamer.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, but it's not the one who does
this song is different from vocals. Other songs.
Let's do one more email and we will wrap things up. This comes from our friend Jaden. Jaden says,
Sorry, all Linkin Park and I Prevail fans, I didn't mean to offend you.
I don't know why, but I really love weird cover songs. And I found a band called I Prevail. No, I'm kidding.
Beautifully played.
A band called Hayseed Dixie. Oh, I've heard these guys. Bluegrass Metal.
Oh, yeah.
F yeah. You Shook Me All Night Long. So far is my favorite. Next is Poop in a Jar. Ha ha ha. I also found out that Metallica's Whiskey in a Jar is originally covered by the Dubliners, an Irish group. Anyways, boys, as the great Joe Dirt said, keep on keeping on.
I thought Whiskey in a Jar was a Thin Lizzy, too.
I don't know.
Wasn't that Phil?
I thought that was Bob Seger.
Yeah, right?
Let's turn the page.
That? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, turn the page, but no, Whiskey in a Jar I thought was a Thin Lizzy tune. So am I wrong about that?
Yeah, I'll pull it up. Let's see. Whiskey.
And they were Irish boys anyway, right? What, wasn't Phil, the singer, bass player, wasn't he an Irish cat?
I have no idea, man.
You're saying things I have no idea about.
Yeah, Lindsay, Whiskey in the Jar.
Yeah, thought so. Thought so. Yeah, that's Thin Lizzy.
The dude from Thin Lizzy had the best mustache and afro. Right?
He was rad, dude.
He probably got so much poon. Just from that mustache and, well, and also he's in a rock band. And then we got the Metallica version.
Which is rocking.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always dug this.
It's a great version. But now I want to pull up. Have you heard Hayseed Dixie?
Yeah, I have. Okay. It's awesome.
Yeah, they are really good.
They're no slouches. Like, they can all really play.
Right. So the song he was a fan of is Shook Me All Night Long. Of course, the AC/DC classic. Yeah, they actually did some new stuff, too.
Yeah, you can totally hear it.
Do they sing?
Here the wall was a shaking, the earth was a quaking, my mind was shaking.
Yes.
We was making it here. Shook me all night long.
Opening is Kobe Teeth and Poop Chip.
Yep. Shook me all. Wow, they did Snoop's Gin and Juice.
Oh, I have heard that one.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a good one. Actually, I like that one a lot.
All right, we might have to, like, bleep some stuff. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
I'll try and edit it as a...
So much drama in the LBC. It's kind of hard being Snoop, the old double G. But somehow, some way, keep coming up funky as shit. Nearly
nice.
Every single day.
Edited that. Good job.
Something for the G's and make a few wins as a breeze through. Call it's 2 in the morning and the party's still jumping. Call my mama.
I like this better than I Prevail.
Yeah,
me too.
Bitches in the living room getting it on and they ain't leaving till 6 in the morning. So what you wanna do? I got a pocket full of rubbers and my homeboys do. Turn out the lights, close the doors.
It's a whole different vibe.
But what? We don't love them more than we're gonna smoke an ounce to this. Ease up, hold down while your mother's mouth fails.
Nice.
And I'm rolling down the street, smoking in, no, sipping on gin and juice. Lay back. Money on my mind.
Wow.
Yeah.
sipping on gin and juice, laid back.
All right, this is pretty awesome.
I like this.
Yeah. They should do a whole album of hip-hop covers. Of just Snoop covers.
Yeah, right?
All right, I don't want to keep editing, so... Awesome, man. You got anything coming up?
No. They'll over the course of the next couple weeks and the next couple shows, I'll be announcing all kinds of...
Of good death.
Yeah, all kinds of stuff. Like, my world's... It's almost tragic. I've got all kinds of stuff going on. In the middle of all that, Tawny and I decided to refi our house. And
oh, God.
So I'm juggling like 3,000 chainsaws.
Oh, my God.
And as I look at all this on a daily basis, I'm like, why in the name of God did we decide to do this now?
Because it's a great idea.
Because I have, like, the world is flying at me at Mach 7. It's funny because I think the other guys are, you know, it's kind of the calm before the storm, but I'm dealing with all the back end stuff. So I feel like my head's going to explode on a daily basis.
That's the spirit.
And in the middle of all that, we're dealing with this refi. So, but yeah, I'll have tons of cool news coming. My record's being mastered as we speak.
I've heard the final mix is before it's mastered, and I'm going to tell you people that ordered it, you're going to be very happy.
Cool.
You're going to be very, very, very happy. So I look forward to it. My only complaint is that it was on Dropbox, so I can't just like drive and just chill and listen. Like I have to always like look down and be like, oh, play next song. Play next song. Next. But like it's got a great vibe, and honestly, it's like... It takes you on a fun journey.
Yeah.
And I would say...
It's like a modern throwback, right? Because Brett's been really excited about it, too. Yeah, it's been exciting for me, but it's a modern record, but it's all straight-up throwback influences.
Sounds great. Everyone's playing is perfect on the record.
Oh, yeah.
I'm very, very
Jeff,
happy.
Jeff, Lance,
happy
and Louie are just, yeah, you know, ninjas. But yeah, it's all... If you can imagine a record comprised of all the flavors from, say, the 60s and 70s... Great rock and roll bands, yep, but it came out this year. It's kind of what we landed on.
I could totally feel that.
Nice.
And I'm really excited, man. So I can't. Hopefully, people will get it because I don't know. People might be like, it's really good. I don't know what this is, but if you like old rock and roll from the 60s and 70s, I think you'll like it.
And if you love the band I Prevail,
it's going to be right in that wheelhouse.
Exactly, not
right.
That.
Exactly,
you'll love it. I want to give a shout out to our buddy Travis Brock from Bruiser Brody. He's got his solo record, of course, he's working on, which is The Last Funeral, and he just announced that they have a big record release show that's going to be happening on Friday, July 5th. I'm not happy with him because I'm at a wedding that day.
Oh,
and it's not a wedding that it's my buddy Shane. Humble brag, but Shane, who just got signed to the WWE, Shane Strickland.
Wow!
So,
nice.
Yeah,
nice.
He's getting married here in Washington because he met his lady here in Washington from all the shows he did at Defy, who's a friend of mine as well, Carlina, and it's on the same exact day. So it's like, I feel like I could see Travis's band again, but I can't see Shane get married again. I hope not.
Right, okay.
You know what I mean? It's like one of those kind of things. But
I'm sure it'll be the first of many. Man,
I hope so.
You know?
So shout out to them because they're playing the Triple Door, which is so freaking cool. The TripleDoor.net, July 5th, Travis Brock record release show. Ben Smith and friends are going to be playing as well. And I saw a bunch of some great artists are going to be playing with them, jumping up on stage. So shout out to Travis. That's a very cool thing. Get your tickets before those sell out because I would imagine it will sell out because the Triple Door is not a huge spot. And it's an awesome spot if you've never been there and you want to have a cool date night. Like, you could eat dinner.
It's a dinner club.
Yeah.
And it's Wild Ginger, if I remember correctly, I believe, is the restaurant that they work with.
Right.
I could be wrong.
They're paired with.
Right, because it's, like, next door to each other.
Yeah, and I know they're super close. They're like, if they're not next door, then, yeah, why
the
why
food
they
is
that,
really
yeah.
good, and there's not a bad spot in that place. It's a sit-down establishment. It's not a rock club. It's a great vibe. It's a perfect place to go. Just have a good night, listen to great music. And that's July 5th. Check out Travis and his solo band. That should be a lot of cool stuff.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, for me, again, help me buy some T-shirts from ProWrestlingTees.com/I'm Steve Miggs. I've sold zero.
What?
Since the last time.
Dang it.
No, it's slowing down.
I'm struggling.
I still owe Rev one.
It's a hard life.
What the hell?
It's a hard life trying to make a living off of just T-shirt sales alone. Thank God I'm not doing that.
Thanks for reminding me, Steve.
If you buy one, that's awesome. If you don't, I really... It's totally cool, but if you can,
but
that'd
buy
be cool.
One.
Yeah, buy one. And come out on May 19th to see me wrestle Pitfall Jones in a last man standing match at Without a Cause Wrestling. Just type in Without a Cause in Facebook and you'll find it. Get all that information. It's on a Sunday, but we're usually done by like 7-ish.
Nice.
So if you want to see me get my ass kicked and mutually kick someone else's ass, like, we're going to beat the crap out of each other in this show. It's the main event. We're going to do our best to put on a great show for everybody that comes out to Without a Cause. And that's, again, May 19th. Hope to see you there. Rev, you got anything going on?
Nope, I got to poop.
All right.
All right.
Join Rev in the bathroom at Entercom Seattle, 800 Fifth Avenue, 14th floor, second stall. Rev is pooping.
Yep.
All right. We'll see you next time. Stay positive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.